welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. This week, we're going to be talking football, as we'll be joined by... fancy that. On a footballing podcast, we're going to be talking about football. What a ridiculous introduction. But we are going to be talking about football, as we'll be joined by the managers at Whitby Town and Bamber Bridge. We're also going to be talking about volunteering, as on Monday, the 5th of December, it's International Volunteers Day. And we're going to be talking about the Northern Premier League's Volunteer Hub, as we'll be joined by Mask United and Ashton United. And later in the show, we're going to be having a good old-fashioned fixture preview, as we'll be joined by Thomas Feeney, non-league reporter from the other side of the Pennines. But on this side of the Pennines now, let's welcome back a dear old friend. It's Mr. James Hayes. Hello, James. How are you?
Morning, Ben. How are you doing?
I'm all right. So it is morning. We're pre-recording this bit of the show on Thursday morning. Should say the fixture preview, confusingly, oh, my head's going to hurt later. That's recorded on Wednesday. What are we doing? And interesting fact, Thomas Feeney obviously has connections with Geisler. We recorded the fixture preview, and then it was announced Paul Phillips was the brand new manager of Geisler. We then redid the introduction to the preview. So loads of pre-records, loads of edits, loads of stuff on this week's show. And well, James, big thank you for joining us. And confusingly, we pre-recorded the fixture preview before the full-time whistle happened on Wednesday night between Radcliffe and South Shields. That seems like a good place to start our little results roundup. Radcliffe 1, South Shields 2. South Shields now top of the league with games in hand, two games in hand over Gainsborough Trinity, who they're a point clear of now. A big Wednesday evening for South Shields, James.
Capitalising on some of the results from the weekend as well. Radcliffe dropping another 2 points on the Saturday game at Gainsborough Trinity. Clayton Donaldson with a fantastic goal to get a point recovered there. So South Shields capitalised on some of the results from the Saturday and obviously now top of the table, games in hand. But the thing is, they've still got a lot of the top sides to play at this moment in time.
Yeah, just to say, James, you say capitalising on Saturday's results. One of the results where they didn't capitalise on was their own when they were beaten by Warrington. So a good way to bounce back.
Indeed. So, I mean, obviously that was a fantastic match there with Warrington Town. Obviously the 3-2 win there. But at the same time, South Shields, we think people have been waiting for this for a while, but it's still not a fully clear picture, I think.
We'll get a better indication, won't we, when everyone's played the same number of games. South Shields currently top, 1 point clear of Gainsborough Trinity. South Shields do have two games in hand. However, Gainsborough Trinity obviously sitting in second, a 2-2 draw with Radcliffe on Saturday. For Hyde United, currently sitting third, they had a 0-0 draw against Marine. Not a bad result, that, in all fairness. The two teams cancelling each other out. Marine now in fourth position, Hyde United in third position. The gap between the two teams is just 3 points. They've played the same amount of games.
See, Marine's lost a couple of weeks ago in the league, but at the same time, been a little bit of a fortress recently as well. To go there and get a point is not bad, especially if it's two teams as close as down the table.
Absolutely. Marine, obviously, in fourth position, 31 points. Warrington Town following that fantastic 3-2 victory over South Shields on Saturday. They find themselves in fifth, also on 31 points. And after Wednesday's results and that draw for Radcliffe on Saturday, Radcliffe are in sixth position now, also on 31 points. Also on 31 points, Bamber Bridge. Result of the weekend? Possibly. Bamber Bridge 5, Matlock Town 1. 2-0 up at half-time were Bamber Bridge, but what a second half. 5-1 the final score. Superb result. Bamber Bridge back involved after a series of not-so-good results. That's a brilliant result right there.
Yeah, fantastic result. Again, great way to try and bounce back. And obviously, there have been some heavy score lines against them recently. It's worth mentioning with Bamber Bridge, well, take away the Hyde United result. And maybe the Radcliffe result. Out of the teams in the top eight at the moment, they're in their own little league table, the top of that at this moment. So getting the results against the right side is just a bit unfortunate in the last couple of weeks. So Bamber Bridge aren't necessarily out of the playoff race. Well, they're nowhere near out of the playoff race, really.
Yep, and it's classic NPL this season, isn't it? A series of bad results. Everyone goes, oh, bad results. One result, that's good. Suddenly, you're back involved in the playoff race. That's the NPL. Classic Northern Premier League this season. Let's check in now at Iron Gate and catch up with the manager following that superb result over Matlock Town last Saturday. And it's a big welcome back to the show to Jamie Milligan. Well, Jamie, a big thank you for joining us, and congratulations. What a victory over Matlock on Saturday. A superb performance. And classic MPL, you're now on the same number of points as those teams in the playoff positions. I mean, how was Saturday?
It's mad because we've lost four of our last six games, I think it is. And then we're still up there. It's just the league's crazy at the minute. Everyone's just getting beat and winning a few games and getting beat. So it's dead important that we need to try and stay in that pack by Christmas time, really. I think that's when you'll start seeing a little breakaway, maybe. But yeah, Saturday's result was good. I didn't see it coming, to be honest with you, because we've got so many out. We've got probably five or six lads that would start that were out injured or suspended. So we only had two, maybe three subs, I think it was, and the squad was quite thin. So to be fair to the lads that came in, and they did a job and did really well and deserved it.
And as like you touched upon, it has been a tricky period. I mean, I don't mean to bring it up because it was ages ago now, but that Hyde United performance and the final score, did that send a bit of a ripple through things? And you know, when we talk about this Matlock result, is that coming out of the other side of it now, do you feel?
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, hopefully that'll be our blip. Do you know what I mean? It might not be. I think every club will have one or two during the season. But yeah, it's that day. Just listen, they deserve to beat us. They were miles better than us. But everything just went wrong for us. We had a lad sent off after 5 minutes, and then we concede, and then we're staying the game at 1-0 with 5 minutes to go. I'm thinking if we can get through to 1-0, maybe we can change things. And then we score two in the last 5 minutes, and then that's game over. So then it was just one of them in the second half. It was just like the longest second half I've ever been involved in.
But saying that, I mean, going back to the 5-1, did you feel that performance and that result was coming in a weird way? Because you don't just beat Matlock 5-1 out of nowhere.
Yeah, I think so, because we played Ashton the week before, or 2 weeks before, and we got beat 3-0, and it probably wasn't a 3-0. We could at least should have got a draw out of it. So it's them moments just aren't going for us in the games this last month or month and a half sort of thing. And on Saturday, we just took our chances and we defended really well. And it's one of them, yeah.
And following that up, obviously, you had the Lancashire Challenge Cup midweek as well against Lancaster, and a victory in that one. So I know there's changes in both lineups for that midweek cup game, but do you sense that the wheels are turning now? And as you say, you're back involved in things heading towards the festive period.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah, because listen, the lads they never, even when we're getting beat, the lads are never down. They turn up to training, and like I tell them, make sure you've got a smile on your face no matter what, because I'll never hold grudges with any player. As long as you're working hard and doing the right things, I can accept mistakes. Mistakes are going to happen. That's why the lads are playing at this level. But yeah, hopefully that'll be a bit of a turning point for us, and we can go into December having a good month, really. But it's just because the squad's so thin at the minute. I've got like two subs on the bench and stuff, and league clubs are not letting any loans out at the minute for some reason. They're keeping them in more than they did last season and the season before. So it's even harder to get lads in, and we haven't got the money to go and spend money on somebody or get somebody in on decent wage, so it is tough.
But all that being said, like we said, classic MPL, 31 points, same number of points as Radcliffe, as Warrington in the playoffs, as Marin in the playoffs, so just 3 points behind Hyde United. So very much involved in things. As most interviews I've been doing with you, Jamie, since you took over at Bamber Bridge have been involved in things, which regardless of how challenging it is with the loan market, and that is all credit to the club and the coaching staff, I've got to suggest.
Yeah, I think so, and the players, obviously, because we have to work even harder on that training ground. We just can't go and get 14, 15, 16 good players who know can perform 7-8 out of 10s. We have to work even harder on the training pitch and work on different things and different shapes so that we can overcome teams and cause them a problem. So it's, yeah, credit to my staff and the players as well, really.
Mask United this weekend, a tough away game, that's for sure. What's your thoughts now you've fought out after Lancaster midweek?
yeah, it'll be a tough game. Obviously, they've got a decent manager who knows his stuff. Really good lad as well. And yeah, they'll be bang up for it, I think. So it's going to be a tough one. I think we've got an early start. We're setting off at 8:30 in the morning because it's a 1 o'clock kickoff. So yeah, it's an early start on Saturday morning, but hopefully we can come back with something.
And it's handy as well, you said about the squad being thin, but it's handy, I'm going to suggest, with the league games being just Saturday, Saturday, Saturday now for the foreseeable. That's quite good, because then that takes us to the home games for against Stafford and Warrington Rylands, which, as we've discussed here with the league table, a positive result after Mask, it's all set up quite nicely, isn't it, heading towards Christmas? So
yeah, 100%. Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, it's just if we can get these, it's going to help us, obviously, because the squad's so thin, not playing Saturday, Tuesday now. At least the lads who've got injured have got more more of a bit of time to recover from the game, and we just need to get our suspensions back and lads fit. And once we've got them lads sort of fit, I think we've got one of the strongest squads in the league. It's just getting them all fit. We've not had them fit or suspended at the same time yet, so it is tough. But yeah, we've just got to get on with it, and hopefully, yeah, we've got some games coming up at home that we can maybe try and win.
Great stuff. Well, Jamie Milligan, manager of Bamber Bridge, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show, and all the best against Mask and all the best in the coming matches as well.
Brilliant. Thanks, Ben, mate.
Bamber Bridge manager Jamie Milligan there joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And Bamber Bridge now in seventh position. In eighth position, 1 point outside the playoff positions, we've got Warrington Rylands. Warrington Rylands with a fantastic 2-1 victory at Stalybridge Celtic. Stalybridge picking up a bit of form recently. A very good result. And Warrington Rylands leapfrogging over Matlock Town as a result of that victory on Saturday. So they're back involved. Not that they're ever gone, really.
They've never gone out. I mean, obviously, the form that they had put them a huge disadvantage, obviously. But at the same time, there, Rylands, great result there against the Stalybridge, who have been picking up form recently. So, yeah, Rylands are getting the results that they need at this moment in time just to keep pushing forward.
So, good result for Warrington Rylands. Matlock Town, they found themselves in ninth. Up to 10th now, we've got Stafford Rangers. They've leapfrogged over FC United following a brilliant victory on Saturday. A 1-0 win for Stafford Rangers over FC.
Yeah, don't forget this time last year, this is when they started to get picking up that little bit of pace, and towards the end, we're fighting towards the playoff situations. Yeah, they're still right in the fight at the moment.
So, good result for Stafford Rangers. Ashton United, they're in 12th position. They were beaten by Lancaster City, though, on Saturday by 1-0. A result for Lancaster, which sees them now one place behind Ashton United, 3 points behind Ashton United, and 3 points behind FC United. Lancaster have actually got 2 games in hand over Ashton and a game in hand over FC. So, all of a sudden, stringing the results together, it's a bit more comfortable for Lancaster and a bit more like it, I'm going to suggest.
Yeah, I mean, signing Brad Carroll's brought a bit of life back into the team. It's 4 wins in a row now for him and against sides where they need to be picking up the points. So I think that was a good result. But Lancaster, what a turnaround the last few weeks.
Yeah, superb stuff. So Lancaster in 13th. They actually leapfrogged over Morpeth Town at the weekend. That's because Morpeth Town were beaten by Belper Town by 2-0. And for Belper, James, they're starting to string the results together. I mean, that's 2 games unbeaten now. They got a draw against Radcliffe a few weeks ago. They've obviously been beaten by Marine, Gainsborough, South Shields, but who hasn't? So 2 games unbeaten, a draw against Whitby, and now a 2-0 victory over Morpeth. That's quite promising, isn't it, for Belper?
I mean, the main thing with Belper as well is that they're still scoring goals, even though they've been getting beat 3s, 4s and 5s. They're scoring in every game. I think the last game they didn't score in was away at Ashton United in the league on the 17th of September. So that just shows that promise at this moment in time.
Yep, Belper Town still remain bottom of the table. However, it's starting to bunch up above them in the league table. So a series of good results for Belper, if they continue the good run of form, they might find themselves very much back involved in the mix, that's for sure. Liversidge, what a result for them. A 2-1 victory over Guiseley. Liversidge have got a home victory. That can only be a positive thing. Also, it was against a local rival in Guiseley too. So Liversidge, 4 points now from safety after that victory. And it does bring Guiseley slightly into things, I'm going to suggest as well, with results elsewhere, which we'll come to shortly.
That's the biggest thing they've had, to get a home win and see what happens. That's the biggest stumbling block they've had this season. And then a good result against a local rival too. That does wonders morale in the team too.
So Liversidge, 21st, but 4 points from safety. They're 2 points behind Stalybridge. Liversidge do have a game in hand. Nantwich didn't play at the weekend, but they're only 1 point from safety as well. How important then was this result here? Whitby Town 1, Atherton Coles 0. A result which sees Whitby Town out of the relegation places and 1 point behind Guiseley, 2 points behind Mask, 3 points behind Atherton Coles and Morpeth. Big, big result at the Turnbull Ground last weekend, James, for Whitby.
I'm not going to say it's a massively crucial result at this time of the season, but it kind of is. But yeah, Whitby Town, the form's turned in the last couple of weeks. Obviously, they've still got to look over the shoulder at this moment in time. They just need to build that momentum going forward now.
Yes, a very, very good result for Whitby Town last weekend. Let's hear more now from the Turnbull Ground, and it's a big welcome back to Nathan Haslam. Well, Nathan, a big thank you for joining us, and congratulations for that 1-0 victory over Atherton Colls. A brilliant result, and given results elsewhere, quite a handy result, I'm going to suggest. I mean, how was your afternoon on Saturday?
Yeah, it was good. Obviously, it's a lot better winning games than losing them. It was always going to be a bit of a war of attrition. Atherton are a real hard-working side. They've been at the level now for a good few years. The game was exactly that. You know, looking at their away record, they'd only lost one game prior to that. So it was always going to be a hard game. And, you know, thankfully for us, we come out on the right side of a win.
And it's two games unbeaten. Obviously, we'll throw in the draw with Belper Town in the mix as well. But when you look at the form, it's not been too bad, you know. There's been wins there. Obviously, there's been defeats. But you've been picking up the points and things have been ticking over. So much so that we're at this stage now where just a win or so and you're dragging even more clubs into the relegation picture. So that must be pleasing, what the recent form at the club.
No, it is. It is. We beat ourselves up a little bit sometimes with the inconsistency, what we call inconsistency anyway. But, you know, if we're looking across the league, everyone will be saying the same thing. They're inconsistent as well, barring the top three or four, I think. So, yeah, I mean, last time I looked, last 10 games, I think we're seventh in the form table. Went as far as 12 games. I think we're fifth in the form table. So we're doing it. We're doing well, I think, from that horrible night against Gainsborough when we got beat 6-0, things changed. And, you know, we have been relatively consistent as far as picking wins up. We've got a 50% win rate in the league, which is, you know, it's decent. It's getting towards playoff form, if you like, but we need to maintain that. And I've said this all along from the start, really. We need to be a little bit patient. You don't get out the relegation zone instantly. It takes a bit of time because you've got to respect the fact that teams in and around you are winning games as well and fighting for their lives. But over the course of the season, other teams will have dips in form. We're seeing that with Guiseley. We're seeing it with Morpeth. You know, they're losing games, and good. Luckily for us, we're picking wins up. So you rightfully say we, you know, teams are getting drawn into it. There's teams looking over the shoulder now, but that's a testament not just to us, but the teams below us as well. Like Nantwich, who picked up wins, Lancaster, Liversidge have got decent away form, and even Belper the last couple of games, they're starting to win games. So getting results in this league isn't a given, and you've got to try and get as much consistency as you can, and that's the aim for us. We've just got to try and grind results out at this time of year when the pitches aren't the best, and hopefully, you know, and I'm pretty confident we'll draw away from that and we'll be starting to look up rather than look down.
And how tricky has that determination been? Because if I go back a month or so ago, there was a decent gap between, I think it was the bottom six at the time, and the rest of the division. And you know, when you look at league table, which I know no one ever should, but at this, especially in November, that would be ridiculous. But that must be like a daunting thing. So to be now outside the relegation places, just 3 points from 14th, that's psychologically, that must be a right weight lifted off your shoulders. As a squad,
yeah, it is. It is. It's a great achievement in the, you know, in the time frame it's taken us to do that, really. But you're right. You know, after that Gainsborough game, we were rock bottom with 1 point, and we were actually 9 points away from getting out of the relegation zone. So, if we go as far back as that, it shows, you know, people at the outside world really kind of how far we've come. We've made up 10 points on the rest of the clubs, if you like, around that relegation zone. So that's the. That was the first objective. How quick can we get out of that? We've done that now after 12 games, and now we need to stay out of that if we possibly can. It is possible that we can dip into it again because the teams below us are doing well, but we don't panic. We've got to keep grounded and just got to keep doing what we do. But like I said to you at the beginning of the season, I'm more than confident in this group of players that we can mix it with the best of them. And we can do that, and we've showed that. But our issue has been the teams in and around us where we've dropped points. Belper being one, Lancaster and Stalybridge, you know, a few weeks back. But then we're going beating Warrington, and we're beating Bamber Bridge teams who were in form. So we've just got to, again, the word consistency happens a lot, but just be a little bit more consistent. And we've got a great opportunity on Saturday. You know, we want back-to-back wins. It'll be the first of the season. And we'll be doing everything we can to get that.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? I was going to ask you about the tricky fixtures coming up, you know, Hyde United, Matlock, South Shields, but those generally, looking at the results, aren't going to be the problem. It's Liverpool this weekend where you've got to have your head switched on.
Of course it is, yeah. And the results, even going back through to last season, we were brilliant against all the teams at the top end. Not so good against the teams at the bottom end. You know, for whatever reason, whether it's mentality, whatever, we just, you know, we played better against the good teams, or the better teams, shall I say, at the top end. But yeah, we've got Liverpool on Saturday. They got the first win against Guiseley, and they'll be looking at it to build on their home record, because, you know, they'll go around the houses. It's not the best, but on the back of a win, they're in the same boat as us. They want to get back-to-back wins and fight for their lives to get out of the relegation zone. So whether it's Liverpool, Belfast, South Shields, every game is a battle in this league, as you know, every manager will tell you that. You know, we need to approach the game on Saturday like we did against Atherton, and hopefully we come out on the right side of the result.
And that's the thing, isn't it? It's about momentum now, and like we said, the Belper draw, the Atherton win, a win against Liversidge would be brilliant, and then you've got two home games coming up as well against Hyde and Matlock, so it's all about momentum, isn't it? How much are you looking forward to the next week or so for what's possible? Because I could be talking to a mid-table manager if we did this interview next week, but you've got to win those games first.
I look forward to every game, I really do, and even when we're going through that, you know, real challenging part of the season when we're rock bottom, it's the challenge is, you know, to test yourself, can you get out of the mess you're in? And we're doing that, and the objective's changed slightly now, because I'm not saying we're more comfortable, there's still pressure on us to win games, but you're right in what you say, a couple of wins and you're jumping several positions in the league, but if it goes the other way, a couple of losses and you're back in the relegation zone, so you get a look too far ahead. But genuinely, and I know the players are in exactly the same boat as me, we know we've got something going in our changing room, and it's not a changing room where there's not confident lads, and you know, everyone's in the doldrums. It's a happy place. They're working hard for each other. There's a good vibe amongst the club, and we need to take that into the games and get these positive results, really.
Well, Nathan Haslam, manager of Whitby Town, a big, big thank you for taking the time out your Thursday to join us on this week's show, and all the best in the coming matches.
Brilliant. Thanks, Mal.
Nathan Haslam there, manager of Whitby Town, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And I think, James, is that all the results from the weekend?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, good stuff. Before we head, though, to talk about this weekend's matches, we will have a full fixture preview with Thomas Feeney. But before that, we're going to focus on International Volunteer Day, and that's taking place on Monday the 5th. Of December across the world. That's the thing about International Volunteer Day. But we are going to focus in on what it means for the Northern Premier League. And of course, James, volunteers are everywhere in non-league football, especially in the Northern Premier League. And let's put a spotlight on the Volunteer Hub, which is available for all clubs and for all potential volunteers as well, with loads of vacancies across non-league football. And for more on this now, I caught up with Steve Hobson from Ashton United. So let's hear more now. Well, Steve, a big thank you for joining us. And the Pitching In Volunteer Hub, pitchinginvolunteers.co.uk, a cracking initiative. I mean, just how useful is this hub?
Yeah, it's another way of attracting volunteers into the football club and us demonstrating to the wider public what opportunities are available within the football industry, which is obviously, it's not just football. There's plenty of other things you can volunteer for.
And when you go on there, like you say, there's plenty of things you can volunteer for. There's Ashton United currently at time of recording looking for match day hosting. North Shields looking for video editor. Mass United, they're looking for turnstile operator and match day ground staff helpers. So that's kind of a broad picture right there.
Yeah, definitely. It's a great opportunity. I mean, volunteering in football is a fantastic opportunity for people to actually gain skills, improve their confidence. You know, we've had volunteers at our football club who have gone on to high positions in the football industry as a result of starting here at Ashton United.
Absolutely. And it's not just about helping yourselves, because like you say, it's a great avenue for experience and that kind of thing. But you're also helping non-league football clubs out as well, which is also very handy, I'm going to suggest.
Oh, so of course it is, yeah. To be honest, we really couldn't function without our brilliant volunteers. It never ceased to amaze me the amount of time and effort they put in. But we're one big family down here, and it's great to see the smiles on the faces all the time.
And just touching upon what you're doing at the minute, I mean, we're recording this on Thursday morning, and right this very second, something's happening at Ashton United and at more community initiatives.
Yeah, we're bringing in local agencies to our club, and they're demonstrating how people can save money in these times of austerity. And they're showing people about pensions, Citizens Advisor here. There's people here about from the utility companies. And what we do, we invite local people in. Our volunteers are running it for us. And we put food on for them. And it's somewhere warm to come on a very cold day.
Yeah, absolutely. It is cold.
Touching
upon just that position at the minute that's on there on the pitchingvolunteers.co.uk for Ashton United. That's for match day hosting and representation. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to connect how good that would be on somebody's CV, that level of experience. So
it's the connections.
Yeah.
It's the connections people can make as well. You know, if you've got somebody that comes along that's quite personable, all it is, it's just simply having a chat on a match day, watching the game, talking to our directors, visiting directors and sponsors, and making them feel welcome. It's quite a sociable and nice afternoon.
And Steve, just before you go, just a quick plug one last time for pitchinginvolunteers.co.uk. You don't have to be an Ashton United fan, as we've touched upon here. There's clubs across the North and the Midlands involved in this, as well as the Southern Leagues as well. So get yourself on there if you've got time to volunteer, especially if you want a career path as well.
Absolutely, definitely.
Well, Steve Hobson from Ashton United, a big, big thank you for joining us this week. Keep up the excellent work as well on the community front at Ashton United and at Hurst Cross, and catch up very soon.
Cheers.
Steve Hobson there from Ashton United joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And let's discuss the Pitching In Volunteer Hub in a bit more detail now. And a club who've successfully filled quite a few volunteer roles recently using the Volunteer Hub is Mask United. And to find out more, on Thursday, I caught up with the general manager at Mount Pleasant. It's a welcome to the show to Bob Ryan. Well, Bob, a big thank you for joining us, and tell us a bit more about the Volunteer Hub and how you've used it at Mass United over recent weeks and months.
Yeah, good to be on the show, Ben. Us at Mass United have always been looking out to get the volunteers from wherever, whether it's a local community, various schools, different areas. But when the Volunteer Hub came about, we thought, right, this is great. It's somewhere for us to pitch our volunteer vacancies that we need, and obviously get people from the community on board. And we've had quite good success with it. We've filled about six vacancies, from match day ops to helping on 50-50 draw tickets, and people that don't even live in Mass, really, that have come to Mass and thought, right, I want to go help in this. And they've applied from that hub. And it's actually been fantastic for Mass United.
That's incredible. It really is. I mean, when I saw the list of the roles that have been put up there, it's a varied list, isn't it? Not just from yourselves, but from other clubs as well. And that goes to show you the variety of roles that are needed, basically, for football clubs to operate.
Yeah, I mean, us at Mask, as you know, Ben, we've moved up the leagues and that. And I think what that gives you the challenge then of you're getting more people at the grounds. You're having to have more food kiosks, more programme sellers, more match day operations teams, people looking after supporters, you know, basically growing with the club as the club's growing on the pitch. And this is sort of paramount, that you need a volunteer hub and you need extra volunteers at any Northern Premier League club, because it's key. Because if you've got the volunteers, you make the match day experience a lot better for the visiting supporters and supporters that are coming to your ground as well.
And we just had Steve Hobson on from Ashton United, and we were touching upon the fact it's not just beneficial for the clubs, it's beneficial for the volunteers as well, because they're getting, you know, experience, and that can lead to good things as well in the future.
Well, it is. I mean, we've had two good successes over the last 18 months with Mass United. It's not from the volunteer hub, it's people volunteering. We had one guy who used to do our programme who volunteered a few years ago, is now working for The Guardian.
Wow.
Doing the sports reporting. Then we had a guy who, just before lockdown, was at Middlesbrough University, and he wanted somewhere to go to help with his media studies. So we said, look, come and film games. He filmed the games, got his degree at the university, and now he's working for Hull City. Well, these are the things it can lead to, and it's just from an opportunity. We've got a young lad who wanted to do podcasts and things like that, so we got him on board at Mask and said, look, come and have a go and do what you want. Well, he got Razor Ruddock as one of his podcasts, and then after that, it escalated. Now he's got his own radio show on a volunteer radio platform in Middlesbrough.
That's brilliant.
And he's only 16.
Oh, great stuff. Just to say to that young lad, there's no future in podcasting. No future at all.
We'll try.
But that's cracking stuff, isn't it? And just touching upon the volunteer hub, because obviously it's International Volunteer Day on Monday, and that's why we've got you on, Bob, just to say, you know, how brilliant it is. I mean, it is brilliant, isn't it? And how easy is it as a club to get a vacancy on there, but also how easy is it for the user to apply for roles at Mass United?
It's really easy. I mean, what we've done with it, and a lot of clubs have done the same, which is on the top of our website, we've actually put a link. So when supporters are going direct onto our website, they can just look at the top. There's a little link there that goes to volunteering at Mass United. That takes you onto the volunteer hub, and you can see the vacancies. I mean, we've got turnstile operators, match day operations, we've even got help for people who want to help the groundsmen, and it's all the different varieties, and you'll see the same for each club in your area. I mean, all you need to do is, if you're going onto that hub, just even put your home postcode in, and that will bring up all the volunteer vacancies at all the clubs around that area where you live. And there's always something in a football club where people can volunteer for the non-league sector. And at all clubs, if they're the same as Mash United, which I'm sure they all will be, they'll welcome any help all the time. And it just makes it into a little community hub club. And people don't have to get a lot of satisfaction from that.
Absolutely. Pitching in volunteers.co.uk, that website. And as we've touched upon here with Bob and with Steve before him, there's loads of roles out there. Yeah, everything you can imagine goes to show you how glorious non-league football clubs are. Well, Bob Ryan, General Manager at Mass United, a big, big thank you for taking the time out your Thursday to join us this week. Keep up the excellent work at Mount Pleasant, and catch up very soon.
Right, thank you, Ben. You're welcome.
Bob Ryan there joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. So happy International Volunteer Day on Monday, everybody. And make sure you start using that volunteer hub as well if you're looking for a volunteer role at your local Northern Premier League club. And like I said, happy International Volunteer Day on Monday. But James Hayes, big thank you for joining us. We're going to have a fixture preview now with Thomas Fina. But just before you go, just a quick plug for the social media channels. Plenty of football taking place this weekend. How can people keep across it all?
Yeah, and don't forget, it's about 5-6 different kickoff times.
Nothing ventured, nothing gained. Nothing ventured, yeah, exactly, nothing gained. There was a chance. I mean, there was a chance.
It's all England's fault for winning the group. But yeah, Twitter at Northern Premier League. Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube. It's Official Northern Premier. And then it's pitchinginvolunteers.co.uk for people who want to find out about the volunteer.
Great stuff. Well, James Hayes, a big thank you for joining us. You have a lovely weekend, and catch up next week.
Thank you, then.
Well, a big thank you to James Hayes for joining us on this week's show. But it's now time to look into the future. And for a good old-fashioned fixture preview for this weekend's big matches across the Northern Premier League, it's a welcome to the show to Mr. Thomas Feeney. Hello, Tom. How are you? Welcome back.
Hello, mate. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right. Magic of radio on all that. Now, because James Hayes is a big Radcliffe fan, we actually recorded his bit of the show on Thursday. However, this bit of the show with Thomas is being done on Wednesday. Oh, my brain. And that's because Radcliffe are taking on South Shields tonight as we record this bit of the show. And we've already discussed that result with James Hayes. So a big congratulations to Radcliffe, South Shields, on that victory. Draw. And we move on. So there we go. That's covered all those angles there. But Thomas, big thank you for joining us. Just before we get into this weekend's big matches, including a pretty big one for guys, it'd be remiss of us not to start with the breaking news as we record this bit of the show on Wednesday. Paul Phillips, it's been announced, is the brand new manager at Guiseley. Your thoughts?
Well, obviously, first of all, somebody with plenty of experience with the NPL Premier, and the job that he did at Matlock Town has to be commended. He's somebody who will know a decent part of the squad. But I think the big thing, again, is that experience that he has with the league. He kind of knows how to get a winning formula together with the Northern Premier League Premier. And that's kind of what's been reflected in the statement from Gary Douglas, the chairman, is that he has that know-how. And it's going to just be really interesting to see now, obviously, ahead of that. You know, it's turned into a huge game now on Saturday against Morpeth, because, you know, both teams really will be looking and wanting what would be a big 3 points.
Absolutely. Guys are taking on Morpeth on Saturday. On next week's monthly show that we're recording, I'm going to christen it "There Behind You" or something like that, because everyone's starting to find a bit of form all of a sudden, and it's starting to bunch up, isn't it? You can see in a couple of weeks' time, it's going to be really close in that bottom half of the table. So a positive result for Geisler or for Morpeth would be very beneficial, I'm going to suggest, at this stage.
Definitely. You know, I think it's interesting, because I think that bunching up was more of your top half to the bottom half of mid-table. And now it seems to be more a case of bottom half of that mid-table of starting to bunch up. And some of the results that a couple of the teams at the bottom have been picking up recently, teams have gone from going, right, you know what, we're 7 points off the playoffs, we've got a big gap between us and the relegation zone, we'll be okay, to all of a sudden going, right, okay, we're really going to have to just keep our eye on the bottom end of the table, because they've all found that little bit of form, haven't they?
They really have. And one team in particular who's, I'm sorry to bring this up, I feel really bad for doing this, but I do have to mention it because it's taken so long, but Liversidge getting a home win is pretty seismic stuff, I'm going to suggest, because the away form has been pretty good up until that Geisley result last Saturday. This weekend, obviously, Liversidge will be hosting another game, this time against Whitby Town, and that feels like a very big game, keeping that momentum going now that Jonathan Rimmington's got all of a sudden at Liversidge on the home front.
Definitely. You know, I think this is the big thing, is you could say to him, right, you've gained that win, what do you want next? And it would be, can we please have another home game? Because they've finally been able to get that victory. You know, such a huge moment for them, because I think that's the thing, when you start the season at home and you know, you lose your first two or three, when you get past five, I think all of a sudden it becomes a thing of, right, this is a problem now. And for them to get that big win, you know, they're playing a Whitby Town side who got a good win at the weekend as well against Atherton Coles. So they're two teams that kind of, they both want this fixture, and it's who will gain that bit more momentum and which one will be gaining the 3 points or will both be getting a draw.
And there was another team who picked up a very important win last weekend, and that was Belper Town. Belper Town travelling to FC United. FC United back in 11th, still just 3 points from the playoffs. But Belper Town, ooh, how big was that win? And can they do it on Saturday?
I mean, it's another one that it just feels like you've got that bit of momentum for Belper, you know, such a big win against Morpeth. And then you've got FC United, who kind of, just the way the last couple of results have gone, kind of they've got that point to prove. And obviously, you know, disappointing loss against Stafford Rangers, they'll be wanting to get what would be a good win. And obviously, you know, the home form, the last couple of games, I know they beat Stalybridge, but decent enough point against Warrington. But then, you know, that loss against Gainsborough, that draw against Warrington Rylands before that, and both teams will be looking at this and going, Belper really want to keep that momentum going. For FC United, they kind of just want to reverse a couple of disappointing results. They want to get that, what would be a good win for them.
And just touching upon another team towards the bottom end of the table, Mask United this weekend, they'll be hosting Bamber Bridge. Mask are in that bracket, aren't they, of like Geisler, might as well throw Morpeth and Atherton Coles into this discussion as well, who want to get themselves away from that relegation line as quickly as possible. They obviously didn't play last weekend. They're hosting Bamber Bridge. Bamber Bridge in seventh position now, following a decent result last weekend against Matlock Town. When I say decent, I mean really, really good, if the truth be known. I mean, Bamber Bridge, they needed that win, didn't they? But did Mask United need Bamber Bridge to get that win against Matlock?
I mean, it was a fantastic win, wasn't it? And you kind of, when you look at results, you go, right, wow, 5-1, what, you know, the confidence boost that'll have given them. after the loss against South Shields and Ashton United. And, you know, I think for Mask, it's kind of like they'll have looked and gone, you know, managerial change will have made, picking up that bit of momentum, some decent wins. And then they'll have looked and gone, hang on a minute, why are these teams that are kind of in that bottom, you know, the bottom relegation places going, right, we're going to pick up some victories, and just all of a sudden moving that little bit nearer to them. So again, it's kind of one of those where I think the Masters, they're not going to be panicking, because they've done, you know, the last two wins have been fantastic, haven't they? And to me, they feel like a club, they've made that change. They've got, you know, a really good squad, in my opinion, and they won't have any real issue with being in them relegation places come the end of the season. But again, it is just that time of the year where you're looking and going, they do need to just be picking up the points total a little bit, because there are them teams near the bottom that are kind of finding their feet in the league and finding that little bit of form.
And do we have to throw Efferton Coles into that conversation as well? Because thanks to that brilliant win for Lancaster City last weekend, Lancaster have now leapfrogged over Efferton Coles, meaning this game against Stafford Rangers for Efferton Coles is very important this weekend. I mean, they're all important, aren't they? But after that 1-0 win for Whitby against Efferton Coles, they need to bounce back, don't they?
Yeah, definitely. And I think the big thing for them as well is already just having a look at the table in terms of Mask United have got three games in hand on Efferton Coles. And already, you know, I remember last season there were, even near the end, there were teams that had so many games in hand, and if they could win all their games, they could have dragged three or four teams into it. And you're already looking and thinking, you know, could we be in that position come the end of it? So again, it's so important to try and get that going. And, you know, for Atherton, a disappointing result against Whitby after the week before that, you know, an okay point against Stalybridge, disappointing result against Banbridge. So I think that they are another team where you're just looking and going, they just need to start picking up that a couple of wins here and there as soon as they can.
Let's touch upon Warrington Rylands taking on Nantwich Town. Warrington Rylands just 1 point outside the playoff places at the moment, 1 point behind town rivals, Warrington Town. So it's awfully close at the moment up around that playoff line. Warrington Rylands taking on Nantwich Town. Nantwich Town 1 point behind Whitby, 2 points behind Guiseley, 3 points behind Mask United. It's a big game, this one, for both teams. A bit of a Cheshire derby as well.
Yeah, it is a big game. And, you know, Warrington Rylands have had a good start to the season. Of course, they have the four games unbeaten, two good wins in the last two matches. And, you know, for Nantwich, it's kind of one of those where they've had a good run of form. You know, they started the season not in a great way, have made the change that they made. They're four games unbeaten in the league. And, you know, what a brilliant win that was against Radcliffe a couple of weeks ago. Really good point as well in midweek before that against Gainsborough. So for them, they'll be coming into this one thinking, yeah, we're in as good a form as Warrington Rylands over the last few games. So obviously a lot on the line, a little bit of bragging rights, but obviously, you know, both at the different ends of the table.
Yes, absolutely. And there's a similar game taking place as well at Cantilever Park. Warrington Town hosting Stalybridge Celtic. It's pretty much exactly what you just said, I'm going to suggest. Both Stalybridge and Nantwich with the opportunity this weekend, given the matches we've already previewed, of clawing some points back and maybe even getting themselves out of the relegation places. That's how close it is. It's a big banana skin for Warrington Town, who, after last weekend's brilliant result against South Shields, must be on cloud nine at the moment.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and I think, you know, you talk about the credentials. I think the big thing is with Warrington Town is they're always there or thereabouts for me. You start a season preview and they are one of the few teams that you go, right, well, they'll be in the playoff places at the very least, really. And you talk about the credentials of them getting such a big win against South Shields, and South Shields are going to be, you know, they have to be. If they're not there, they're going to be nearly there. So to get a win against them is a fantastic win. And for them, it is all about maintaining that momentum that they've got. Well, you know, for Stalybridge, the disappointment in what happened last week against Rylands, and, you know, they'll be looking to bounce back as soon as they can.
Yes, absolutely. Just a couple more fixtures to talk about. Marine currently sitting, I'm trying to work out, I can't actually say if they're sitting fourth or not, because that might have changed based upon the South Shields Radcliffe result. But anyway, Marine definitely in the player positions as the show goes to air on Friday night. They're travelling to Lancaster City on Saturday. And for Lancaster, it's a tall ask with a goal difference, but they could, come Saturday at 5 o'clock, be on the same number of points as Ashton United and FC United of Manchester. That is a turnaround, I'm going to suggest.
It's a fantastic turnaround. And I think with the manager that they've got there, you know, I've seen them play a few times since he took over, you know, last season, season before. And you'd kind of look and think, there's a good squad there. You know, they've been able to add some good players. You know, I really like Dale Wharton. He's someone who I think he's good enough at National League North. He impressed me last season in games. And they started so slowly and kind of couldn't really work out why that was the case. But last four games, you know, in the league, four wins, some good performances in there as well, and some really impressive results, and kind of grinding out a 1-0 against Ashton United last week. You know, they are that team that you just, people probably a month and a bit into the season might have gone, oh, right, well, they're going to struggle. They're all of a sudden going, oh, well, they're thereabouts now all of a sudden. So, you know, it has been a really good turnaround, really impressive, and they'll be looking to continue that.
Just three fixtures left, and I've deliberately left it a bit ambiguous because of that game on Wednesday night between Radcliffe and South Shields. Firstly, Matlock Town hosting Radcliffe on Saturday. Matlock needed to bounce back, really, I'm going to suggest. For Radcliffe, we just don't know if they need to bounce back or not. What we can say is that at this stage of the season, Radcliffe are involved. I've said this already. I've said it loads of times. We're pre-recording this bit of the show on Wednesday. Are South Shields the league leaders when this show goes to air on Friday? Who knows? But one thing we can say is that South Shields, currently the league leaders, stroke the team in second, are hosting Ashton United on Saturday. Meanwhile, the league leaders, Gainsborough Trinity, or the team currently sitting second in the league, Gainsborough Trinity, will be travelling to Hyde United, who are definitely in third, assuming Radcliffe didn't win by a mammoth score on Wednesday night. Covered it all off there for you, Thomas. The floor is yours. Thoughts?
I'm confused. I don't know what to say. No, I mean, first of all, I think Gainsborough against Hyde's game of the weekend, yes. It has to be. You know, for me, I looked at the results last weekend and I saw what Hyde had done. Getting a point away at Marine, I think that's a fantastic result. You know, and I'm told that there was a little bit of backs against the wall at times. You know, they were able to put bodies on the line. That's a really good point for them. And both these teams are going into this game, you know, kind of knowing just how important the match is, because with South Shields, and they've still got that thing of game or two in hand in terms of from them. So it's so important for one of these two teams, if there is going to be a winner, to get that win, because, you know, they'll want to be going into the Christmas fixtures doing as well as they can. And for South Shields, obviously, if they win or they don't win, whatever happens, obviously now it's the case that there is going to be a little bit more of a focus on the league, because so many games in hand have been because of them going on that FA Cup run. And so for them now, it's kind of all a case of trying to gain that bit more momentum, because when you look at their run of form, it has been impressive, but they've lost to Hyde United, three wins, and then they lost to Warrington Town. And I think for them, it's kind of, you know, for Kevin Phillips, maybe they'll be looking at last season and want to correct that and go on a run where, come the end of it, you know, they are there. They are number one and they don't have to worry about anything to do with the playoffs.
It's going to be an interesting one this weekend. But Thomas, just before you go, a job well done, my friend. Big thank you for returning to fixture preview duties this week. Much appreciated, especially the ability to look into the future and to say what happened on Wednesday night. It's fantastic stuff. Well done. But just before you go, just a quick plug for your work. How can people keep across your non-league musings, especially given this weekend's big game for Geyser?
If you want to give me a follow, that's at Thomas Feeney on Twitter, but you will be bored rigid.
Good stuff. Well, Thomas Feeney, big thank you for joining us, and you have a lovely weekend.
Same to you, mate.
And a big thank you to Thomas Feeney for joining me this week, and a big thank you to all my guests for joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Remember, for all the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I'm Ben, and you'll make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye-bye.